The Bible says, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." In verse number 16, it says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." We've been asked tonight to anoint someone. Brother Ernie has asked us to anoint him tonight, and we want to do that. The Bible tells us to do that, and we just want to just share something real quick. Number one, there's nothing in this oil that's going to do anything. Amen. Amen. There's nothing in us putting the oil on Brother Ernie that's going to do anything. Amen. But it's a statement of faith that we believe what God said he can do, that he's going to do in our lives. It's a witness and a testimony to the fact that we believe that God tells us to do this, and to anointing with oil. Oil in the Bible is always a picture of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And as we see that oil being used throughout the Word of God in a way to be a blessing and to pour out God's blessing on people. When the priests were anointed, when Aaron was anointed, they anointed him with oil, to the point that it ran down his beard, the Bible says. And you know, the anointing, when David was anointed king, you're talking about Steve? That's going to carry him the rest of his life. But amen. And we're thankful that God can look at our hearts, and he can look at our lives, and he can know what we're going through. I've been in Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 9. The Lord is speaking here. Now, this is the Lord himself, Jesus, is speaking to John the Revelator as he is taking these words down, and he's preparing the things that he's going to see and the things that are going to happen, and he's writing them down for us that we might know. But in verse number 9, particularly, he says, "I know thy works in tribulation and poverty," but look at what he says, "but thou art rich." Amen. "And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan." He said, I know your poverty, but thou art rich. Amen. You know, in this world, they look at us and they say, well, look at that bunch down there. They don't have anything to get excited about. They don't have anything to rejoice in. They don't have anything that I want. That's because they don't know what I have. Amen. If they knew what I have, they would want it. Amen. You know, I told you a while back the story of a young preacher that was talking to an older preacher, an older man of God, and he was trying to convey to him how concerned he was because he was preaching, and it just seemed that nothing was happening. And he told him, "Well, I preach and I preach and I preach, and I can't get them to move." And he says, I know how you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And the preacher told him, said, "Son, it's not our job to lead the horse to the water. It's our job to make them thirsty." Amen. And as Christians, it's not our job to try to beat people and compel people the way that we want to do it to come in, but it's to make them to thirst after what we have. Amen. Jesus said, "I know thy poverty," but then he puts in them brackets there, in them apostrophe, what are them things called, parentheses, yeah, them parentheses there. He says, "But thou art rich." I'm thankful tonight that God's word tells me a few things. Five real quick things I want to share with you that I know I'm rich in tonight. I'm rich in love. Amen. God's love has been bestowed upon me. The greatest love that the world can ever know and has ever been is the love of God, because God is love. In Ephesians chapter 2 verses 4 and 5 it says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved." I'm rich tonight in love. I have a love that's been bestowed upon me. I have a love that continues to deal with me, greater than any love the world could ever know. I'm rich tonight in life. I'm not in the life that I have here, but in the life that I have in Christ Jesus. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 to 13, and the Bible says, "And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Man, we have a life that we don't just stand and say that we have eternal life. We know that we have eternal life, because eternal life isn't because we think we have it, it's because we know we have it in the Son. Amen. And I'm thankful. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Thank God tonight I'm rich in the life that I have in Christ Jesus. The world don't think I have anything. I bet God has given me anything. I'm rich in family. Amen. I'm glad for my earthly family. I'm glad for my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. And praise God, every one of them are a blessing to me. But I'm thankful that I belong to a family of God. Amen. I've been birthed into a family. I've been made an heir and a joint heir with Jesus. And the Bible says, for this cause, in Ephesians 3, 14 to 16, he says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man. Amen. I'm glad that we have a family name that we can claim. They call us Christians. It means to be Christ-like, and I'm not ashamed to claim the name of Jesus tonight. I'm not ashamed tonight to claim the glory of his presence in my life. I'm not ashamed tonight to say that I'm one of his, amen, and I'm part of his family. I'm not ashamed tonight to say that I spend my time at Charlestown Missionary Baptist Church with a bunch of peculiar people that belong to the same family that I belong to. Amen. I'm rich in family tonight. I spend more time with you than I do my physical family. Amen. And I'm thankful for you. But I'm thankful for my Heavenly Father that has made it all possible. You see, I'm rich in family. Philippians tells us we're rich in peace. Man, I tell you what, there's turmoil in the world everywhere. Man, you listen to the news in the evening, it gets disappointing, it gets concerning. Hey man, we're about to have an election here in November that's going to have a tremendous impact on the church, I do believe, one way or the other. Hey man, but you know what? They can make all the laws and all the rules and make things as difficult as they want to. But as the old saying goes, I've done read the back of the book, and we win. Amen. We win. You see, I'm rich in peace that the world can't understand. Paul, I don't think there's any other scripture on peace. You know, you can go look at all the scriptures that deal with peace, and I don't think anything explains the peace that we have as children of God. I like Philippians 4 and 7. He says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Verse 6 and verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When everybody is running around, everybody's in a turmoil, everybody has no peace in their life, I'm rich in the peace that Jesus brings into my heart. Amen. Through Jesus Christ. Amen. That's a peace the world can't know. And the world don't give it, and the world can't take it away. Amen. I'm rich in the inheritance that I have. And sometimes we only think about what's on the other side. Amen. And we forget about what we have on this side. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we're counting streets of gold and gates of pearl and walls of jasper and foundations of precious stones. And we forget the inheritance that God has given us as children of God here in this world. In Ephesians chapter 1, he says, in verse 11 to 14, he says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. He's the earnest of our inheritance. You know, we get a little bit of heaven down here. Amen. We got a little bit of heaven because Jesus shows up in our hearts and our lives. Amen. And we're already rich on this side. I bet all we're counting is what we have on the other side. Praise God. The world says I have nothing, but I have Jesus in my heart. And as long as I have Jesus in my heart, I have everything. Amen. And I could go on tonight. And I could go on tonight. And I could go on tonight. But folks, we need to let the world know that we're rich in the things of God. Amen. We're rich in the blessings of God. Y'all, come on. Let's go. Let's sing. Amen.